your phone.
Thank you for calling Access Capital. This is Danielle. How may I direct your call?
Hi, Danielle. I'm looking to speak with Stacy Allen, please.
Certainly. May I ask who's calling, please?
Yeah, my name is Amy Chu. I work for the Bank of Cardiff. We're one of your partners.
Certainly. One moment, please.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Flexibility in customizing your lease program. Leasing with Access Capital allows your cash and lines of credit to be open for added equipment and upgrades to keep your business competitive in today's...
Thanks for holding. This is Stacy.
Hi, Stacy. This is Amy Chu from the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Thank you. I was calling to follow up on a deal called West Texas Drum.
Yeah, I don't know yet.
Okay.
So hopefully they're looking at it today. They changed our process like 2 weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
where we were sending deals in to a certain vice president. He was supposed to be reviewing them and getting back to us, and the whole process went awry.
Okay.
And so it's now actually in the process of being changed back. They're actually all here this week, so I had everything in the deal. I had it all printed up and everything so that our credit guys here could review it with them.
Okay.
So hopefully, I apologize, but yeah, it's been a disaster the last couple weeks with bigger deals.
Oh, no problem. So because this was like a larger deal, you said that this has to go to the vice president rather than like a credit person?
It actually, because of the size of it, it's actually going to have to get multiple signatures on it.
Okay.
Because what wasn't it, like $785?
Right.
So, it would have to go to, it would actually have to have multiple signatures for that amount, but it's, I don't even know how to say it. So the guy that was reviewing it was not actually, he wasn't actually one of our credit analysts' approval. He
mm-hmm.
didn't have the authorization to approve deals.
Okay.
So, but now it's with the guys that actually have the authority to approve deals, so they're supposed to be reviewing it.
Sure.
And they were somewhat familiar with it. They had reviewed it a little bit, but we hadn't actually processed it here because we weren't doing that at the time.
Okay.
And so now we've changed the process as of today. So
I see. So it's just kind of like shifting around the workload back to the
back
people
to
who need to review.
Yes.
All right.
I don't know what made them think they needed to do that. But
is there anything you need from me on that one?
I don't think so. Not that I know of. Yeah, I don't think I need anything else.
Okay. If there's anything else in the pipeline that you do need some assistance on, feel free to reach out.
Okay, yeah, and I think that was the only one, because it was only deals over 150. So
okay.
I think that was the only deal that I had in for you guys that was over 150, so.
Gotcha. All right.
That one. And I'll get this Chubby's cheesesteak submitted, too, so.
Yeah, for that one, I just wanted to make sure that, I know that for the startup program,
mm-hmm.
they only qualify for $35K, but in this case, the customer has been in business for about 7 years, and they're opening a third location. Will that qualify for startup, or do you guys have, like, an expansion?
So he's not an LLC or anything?
I have the tax return. Let me see if I can verify on the tax return. Their tax return is showing that they're a corporation.
Okay.
They file as a S-Corp.
Okay. So they should have a... Yeah, so as long as we have an SOS showing, which we'll pull the SOS, showing them more than, 2 years' time in business, they shouldn't look at it as a startup. They should be okay.
Okay.
Time in business for the main
sure.
location.
You know, I do have the SOS here. It's just a screenshot, but
that's
it's showing that they're registered in 2007.
Okay.
Do you want me to send that over?
No,
or?
That's fine. We'll pull ours because we have to pull our own anyway. So
okay.
Just for future reference while I'm looking at it, I mean, you guys always send credit, but we cannot pull credit unless we have a signed app.
Okay. So you're going to want this signed then?
Yeah, and we'll just use your credit for now. We can review it with your credit pull.
Okay.
But in order to pull our credit, we actually have to have the signed application.
Okay,
that's
good to know.
But this will be right now. So, yeah, that's just, and they were supposed to be doing it all along, but they kind of just didn't.
Yeah.
Kind of ignored it, and so they were told this morning.
Okay. Yeah, there's some partners who require the signed app and some who don't, so
yeah.
I guess for best practice, just get it signed so that it can be accepted by everybody.
I mean, and you guys always send Experian, so we don't have, what we'll do is we'll do an approval and it'll just be subject to Access Credit Pull, so just before we do docs, we would need a signed app. Well, you could do it when you send your doc request in, send in a signed app and we could pull credit at that time or whenever you get it would be fine.
Okay, sounds good. Yeah, I did see an approval that had that same STIP on there. So.
Oh, okay. Must have been probably from today.
So. Also, since I have you on the phone, there was another deal that we were going back on. It's called RJ Graham Golf Incorporated.
Yeah.
For that one, you sent over like a list of comps on the lawnmower.
Yeah.
And it looks like it's being priced at least like, $5,000 or more or less than what the asking price is on the quote. I don't know if this helps at all, but our rep sent me a note just saying that for the particular model that he's buying, it's more expensive because the engine has been rebuilt and that it has less hours on it. He said that the mower hours are similar to miles on a car, so the more hours on the mower, the cheaper it will be.
Right.
So what he...
I mean, I guess if he can find some sort of a comp that shows... I mean, if the sales rep can find comps that have, close to that amount of hours. But, I mean, every one that I found and that Credit found was considerably less. So, I mean, if he could find comps with close hours on it... Or maybe if he had some information from the vendor as far as the, the engine being rebuilt, maybe some information on that, the rebuild maybe, that might help. I don't know. It's just there is a huge difference in pricing, so.
Sure. All right, so maybe I'll ask that. So, info.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Stacy.
Thanks, Amy. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.